National Football League team owners know how to mix business and pleasure. League executives gathered for their winter meetings this week at a resort on the Hawaiian island of Maui. But the message back to the mainland wasn't all fun and sun. Joining me to discuss the NFL's offseason is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, Maui?
The NFL loves Hawaii. The league has held its all-star game, the Pro Bowl, there in Honolulu every year since 1980, and the owners pretty regularly hold meetings there. They can certainly afford the plane tickets.
Well, the big agenda item this week was the state of negotiations for a new labor agreement with the players' union, and I gather they're not going all that well.
No, they're not, but let's put this qualifier right up front. Don't think for a minute that the NFL will allow itself to get to the point where it's facing any sort of work stoppage. Having said that, things are not going smoothly right now, and part of it has to do with the union, which wants a bigger cut of league-wide revenue to go toward player salaries and benefits.
And how does the union justify that demand?
Well, the players now get around 57% of certain revenues, mostly things that teams share in common, national TV rights, sponsorships, ticket sales. The problem that's evolved is that more and more team revenue is being generated locally, and some of that falls outside of the players' reach, so the union wants to get a boost.
The locally generated revenue is also causing some internal conflict among owners.
That is putting it mildly. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue essentially tabled other matters this week to focus on revenue. One person I talked to who was there said he's never seen the owners this polarized. And the basic issue is that teams with new stadiums or aggressive marketing strategies like New England, Washington, Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, Jerry Jones, the owner there, they're bringing in as much as $100 million a year more than teams with old stadiums or less aggressive approaches. So the question is, how do you deal with the effects of this growth? Because as total revenue increases in the league, so does the amount that each team is allowed to spend on players, the salary cap. And that's putting a burden on teams whose income isn't growing at the league-wide rate. And then the follow-up question, of course, is how much of this local revenue should teams be forced to share with each other?
But this is the famous socialist league. The National Football League has always been known for its all-for-one, one-for-all ethic. Share the wealth. Why isn't everyone amenable to just sharing more?
Well, one reason is practical, actually. Teams with all of these new stadiums have huge debt payments to make, and that's cutting into some of the growth, and that needs to be factored in. The other reason is more philosophical. These successful markets don't want to subsidize laggards. And here's one example that the big markets raise. The Cincinnati Bengals chose to name their new stadium after the owner's father, NFL coaching legend Paul Brown, and they passed up millions of dollars in stadium naming rights. The big markets, the aggressive markets, say, why should we compensate them for making that choice?
Another issue is the league's television contracts. They expire after this coming season.
Yeah, the NFL has $8 billion worth of renewals that will keep Sunday afternoon games on Fox and CBS. But what's still up in the air is the fate of the prime time games. There's a growing belief that starting in 2006, Monday Night Football won't be on ABC anymore, as it has been since its inception in the early 1970s. It could switch over to ESPN, which is also owned by Walt Disney. Then the Sunday night games, which are on ESPN now, will probably leave and go maybe to CBS and Fox in some sort of joint package. Also undecided, the NFL is likely to start a Thursday and Saturday night package of games. The question there is, do you go the traditional network route, or do you put these games on the NFL's own network, the NFL Network? All of this could take several months to resolve.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.